the whole area in Lourdes, this whole Azil estate, is well covered with audio. There's a very, very good sound system throughout the entire estate. I have to say, that impressed me a lot. I've just had the very interesting experience of standing next to a psychiatrist during the photograph being taken. I didn't know he was a psychiatrist until after I started to talk to him, until after somebody told me he was a medical doctor, but until after he told me that he used to work in Cork in St. Stephen's, which is just up the road from where I live and is a place that I've gone to for some therapy. So it was very interesting to collide into this very nice gentleman who I know nothing about, other than that he's a psychiatrist, and that could mean anything in my book. He mentioned a few names, and he knows the man who is, I suppose you could say, I don't want to say in charge of me, but the man under whose care, from a psychiatric point of view, I fall. I don't really need much caring for at the moment, but there have been times in the past where I've needed a lot of caring. So it was a very, very nice moment to be chatting to next to a man and discover that we had a lot in common. He knew Dr. Dennehy in Cork, and I've only met Dr. Dennehy twice, I think, and I hold him in high regard. But there we are, so that's it. I'm walking now away with my brother and my mother, away from the religious centre of Lourdes, but we've stopped for a second opposite what I would call a small wood of rosary beads. It's a tree, and I see hundreds of rosary beads hanging off the trees, and I see a sign, a quotation from Bernadette, who's the little French girl who is responsible for really everything that happened at Lourdes, and it was a "Je ne savais que mon chapelet," I only knew my rosary. That's a quote from her words. Little tree, very interesting. I must take a photograph of it. Okay, I'm carrying a Canon EOS 550D, which I hardly know how to use, by the way. But I'm carrying that, and I have a great dilemma always. Will I take the photograph on the iPhone, or will I take it on the Canon? And I don't know what I use to make the decision, but I have to try to catch up with my brother, who's a lot younger than me, fitter than me, and doesn't have my knees. And he's gone off pushing the mother in the wheelchair in the direction of the coffee. So I feel like it's, I don't know, do you know that riddle? A man is pushing a hat towards a hotel, and you have to solve it. What's going on? Anyway, I won't tell it to you in case you don't know it. But here we are. We're heading now away from the religious part of Lourdes, if you like, up to what I would call the secular part, into the town itself. Lourdes is a place that has a religious centre, but it also is a working town, and it has all the lovely things that French small towns have, like street markets and chocolate shops and coffee places, and or they're not really coffee places. They don't have coffee places in France, in my experience. They have bars where you can get coffee. But it's a fine dull day. And looking down on this part of the town is a castle. Yeah, a small castle really. Now, just before we leave here, for those of you who know Lourdes, I'm at the far end now, what I'll call the far end, the gate that leads away from the Azil, furthest away. And this is the place where I see, I don't know, a few hundred crosses, crucifixes. Diocese of Rouen. I guess lots of different dioceses have their Toledo. I see Toledo here. I see Ivy Market. I-V-E-A-G-H, that must be Irish. That's Ireland, yes it is. Emilia Romano, Limerick, Mutualité Chrétienne Belgique. I see I don't know where, Mons. I see Namur. I see Tournai. Ah, Tournai. That's where my good friend Inhan Guide's valley is from. Oh, I must take a photograph of Tournai 2010 here. Wow, Dean, D-I-G-N-E, Toronto. Ah, here, that's enough. No, I didn't say Toronto, I didn't mean that. Tortona. Okay, catch-up resumed. La Porte du Vieux Lourdes. So, the Gate of Old Lourdes. Here we are, we're standing here. Boulevard Pierre Remy, Saint-Pey. Pardon? Mum wants me
to push her.
Okay, no problem.
Well, I want you to
Will you
push
carry
her.
The camera? Will you take some photographs for me?
No.
No, will you carry the camera for me?
I'll carry it for you.
Okay, that's fine.